Goad brings 18 years of working in Tallahassee city government. He says that, in combination with already having served in an interim capacity, makes for a smooth transition.
Clearly, having been part of the city organization, I can hit the ground running. There is no learning curve. I understand how the process works. I understand the relationship between the city manager and the mayor and the city commissioner. So I think, you know, I certainly will take advantage of that experience that I've had.
Goad's predecessor, former city manager Rick Fernandez, was ousted following a state ethics board investigation. Fernandez was found to have accepted gifts, like pricey football tickets, in his official manager capacity. Now, Goad says restoring public trust in the post is high on his list.
Public trust is paramount. It, you know, and all the things that we do, we keep that top of mind, is to keep the trust of the public. And, you know, that's the way I see being a public servant. And certainly I take that very seriously, and I share those thoughts with my colleagues, and you continue to embrace those ideals.
Looking forward, Goad says he is excited to work with new members of the commission as they are inducted following November's election.
And as I understand, you know, Mayor Gillum and Commissioner Ziffer and Commissioner Miller are leaving office, and they'll conclude their terms in November. And as much as I'll miss them, I look forward to a new relationship with three new members of the City Commission. I think that, you know, is a great opportunity to learn new people and bring their ideas in.
Goad was appointed by the City Commission in a 4-1 vote. Meanwhile, controversy remains following Goad's appointment. Some have suggested the three incoming members of the City Commission should have had a say in filling the position. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.